So, Professor Brad Hayes, it looks like John Kerry and Chuck Hagel are heading to the cabinet if they can get the necessary Republican votes. And ironically, it looks to me like Kerry, the Democrat, has a better chance of becoming confirmed than Hagel, who they really seem to hate. So maybe you could explain all of that to us.
Yeah, I mean, so with Hagel, you know, obviously Hagel, a Republican, but he was a Republican who was willing to buck the Republican line. And he did so on some really big issues. You know, I think the biggest being Iraq. And really was one of the first Republicans to say, you know, this is a quagmire, it's time to get out, that this is in some ways actually hurting the larger war on terror. And that made him quite unpopular with his own caucus. And so now there's a question of whether, in fact, he'll be, you know, held to account for that. And the Republicans have very much kind of been beating that drum of they're going to take a serious look at him.
Including his old friend John McCain.
Yeah, that apparently they're not friends anymore, right? They've become something else. But so he's very much in question, although Democrats in theory should have the votes to push him through. Now, the issue of Kerry, I mean, is particularly interesting because, of course, Republicans were pushing this from the get-go, right, when Susan Rice was being kind of vetted informally.
Sure.
Right?
They wanted Kerry out of there
so they could get Scott Brown back in, or at least potentially, right? Yeah. And so, you know, that was really interesting. But as a consequence, they were saying that, you know, Kerry would be the better choice. Kerry would be the better choice. It makes it a very kind of clear path to this. And, of course, you know, he served as the head of Foreign Services Committee for quite some time. And so he is well suited for this position. And everyone seems to recognize this. So he should have an easy confirmation.
Well, let's follow that up. Now, the Democrats in Massachusetts have, in my mind, found a very weak candidate to run, Mr. Markey, for that Scott Brown seat. And that's just the kind of way that Scott Brown has won in the past.
Right.
After all, it's not a presidential year, which is what cost them so badly this year in terms of Democratic turnout. The rest, I think they made a major mistake. I think they had a look outside the box. I recommended James Taylor, who's a national hero in Massachusetts, but nobody seems to be listening to me, let alone James Taylor.
Right.
So, you know, it may well be the Republicans knew exactly what they were going to do, and the Democrats were willing to make that sacrifice, either that or they got a blinder on.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought it was a little bit confusing. And I guess this is where there's tensions, right? Because you know that Kerry will probably be a pretty good Secretary of State. He has the qualifications. You know, he has policy commitments very similar to Obama. So you're not going to get much kind of upheaval there. And so in that sense, you know, it seems like a natural choice, but yet there will be, or there are potentially political costs. I mean, you know, when Scott Brown, lost in the last election, you know, his popularity was still very high. He's not an unpopular guy in Massachusetts. And so that puts him in a very
strong
position.
Nobody asked me.
Right. Well, if you would have been asked, you might have ticked up the number a little bit. But I mean, for the most part, you know, he was over 50% last time I saw.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, but in the end, you're a realist. He's going to have to vote for his caucus, and he's a Republican. We don't tend to do it to vote that way. Americans don't. We vote, quote, the man or the woman. We don't vote for the party. But that's what it is.
No, it clearly. I mean, and as you said, you know, Republicans were cognizant of this. I don't think there's any question about that. And so, yeah, that's, I mean, I think he's got a good chance of taking the seat. And that, of course, strengthens the Republican caucus going forward, which can't be something that the Democrats are real pleased with.
No, indeed. I was watching the inauguration and I saw two faces come up there. One of them was Hillary Clinton and the other was Joe Biden. Biden has been a very good partner for the president and has been his legislative point man and has gotten a lot done for him. Hillary was the Secretary of State and had to really put herself out to, you know, to take that job after being defeated by Obama. So, are these the two leading contenders for the presidency?
I think yes, early on. I mean, it's really interesting. I wasn't sure that Biden would take a shot at the presidency in 2016.
Sure.
But I think I was wrong there in thinking that or in doubting it. In his swearing in ceremony on Sunday, he had some pretty key people from the primary season in the room with him. I think he had the governors of New Hampshire. And a key figure from Iowa in the room with him. And so it was one of those things that, you're thinking they're primary season. So he's going to eye that very carefully. And he's going to be taken seriously because of his role, in the Obama administration. Now, of course, we'll have to see where the Obama administration's popularity ends up, right? If it stays popular, if it increases in popularity, then that will obviously increase his position. If it takes a dive, then that will affect him dramatically. But Hillary Clinton, I mean, her popularity is very high right now. It's in the mid to upper 60s in terms of her approval ratings. And those are national numbers independent of the party. So I think you have to consider her the front runner if, in fact, she decides to run. Obviously, some of the health issues that came up recently, although those don't seem to be
sure.
lasting, but, they may raise questions about whether she'll be interested in running. And just also how tired she may be from, an exhausting run as Secretary of State. I mean, her endurance as an individual, her work ethic is apparently second to none. And if you hear about her work schedule, you marvel at it. But, that being president of the United States would be more of that, if not, even more difficult. So, I think she really has to figure out whether she wants to do it. And much of, I think, her legacy as a politician will, in fact, turn on this next decision.
Meanwhile, standing on the sidelines is the guy we were talking about earlier in the week,
yes.
Andrew Cuomo,
yeah.
who has clearly developed a national agenda in New York State in terms of all the key Democratic talking points, which he's pushing like crazy. Does he have a chance to be president?
Yeah, I think he does have a chance to be president. Look, all of these things it's so early. It's difficult to lay out the course. But I mean, he has the bona fides, right? I mean, if you go back and you're checking off what you might want, he has all of those experiences. I mean, he has quite a few successes and he has popularity within his state. So, you want to see those things going into a campaign season. And obviously coming from New York, he's going to have some serious funding, right? And we know that funding matters. So this is somebody that should be considered serious. But some of that also is going to turn on, whether in fact, Hillary Clinton decides to run. I'm not sure if Cuomo would run if Hillary Clinton decides to run. I'm not sure who would run, maybe other than perhaps Biden, if Hillary Clinton decided to run. But given that, she would be the preemptive favorite and from the same state, that might make Cuomo decide not to run.
Professor Brad Hayes, a great favorite here at WAMC, Union College, PhD, University of Maryland, and he talks a lot about American political development, constitutional politics, and American institutions. Brad, as always, thanks. We're very lucky to have you here.
My great pleasure.